You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Ah, gentlemen, the current geopolitical situation with Russia and Ukraine. Things are about to get a whole lot more interesting. And we know that there's a certain segment of society who has pretty much gone quiet for now. Where is all that energy? Where is all of that smoke? Where are all of those quote unquote cries for equality? But I don't really want to focus on Russia and Ukraine. I want to focus more so on what could potentially happen in this country, in the Western societies, Canada, everything that happened up there. Where were the calls for peace from the world leaders when it came to Canada? Oh, I'll wait. The UN has a lot to say about Russia, but everybody was quiet as church mice with everything that was going on in Canada. We all know why. It was never about, quote unquote, saving people, more so about the compliance of people. However, let's go ahead and shift the focus back to the U.S. Oh, so many of the feminists have pretty much shut their trap now. Why? Because we know there is a possibility of outright war. So, of course, these feminists and women are going to go into chameleon mode like never before. And one of the main things you're going to hear, I've never been in, or should I say, I never believed in feminism. Oh, no, 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 no. Nope, nope, nope. You may not have been an active participant. However, I'm going to use a little bit of wordplay, something that women love to call us men when we talk about one of their favorite power words, which is grape. And you say, hey, not all men are grapists. But what's the first thing that they will say? If you're not against it, then you must be a grape apologist. So, ladies, you may not have been an active participant in feminism, but guess what? You are a feminist apologist. Oh, see how that works? See, we can use the same wordplay too. See, you may not have been on the front lines, but you had no problems getting the benefits of feminism. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So guess what? Fellas, you know what's about to happen, especially with hyperinflation. You look at the Asian stock market. Oh my God. Things are about to get a whole lot more interesting. So, gentlemen, enact your long memory protocols. Remember, all of the memes, all of the TV shows, all of the TikTok clips where women had no problems outright voicing pure and unadulterated, unmitigated misandry. Oh yeah, men ain't shit. Toxic masculinity. We don't need no man. We're strong and independent. You know, throw rocks at boys. All of the misandry that's been heaped onto you for decades while things were comfortable. Yeah. See, now things are about to get a whole lot more uncomfortable. There is no guarantee of security. So now, what are these women going to do? As I stated before, they're going to shift into chameleon mode. Hey, I was never down with the feminists. But did you speak out against feminists? No, you didn't. Now, there are more men who will speak out against rapists. But that's not good enough. No. So now, guess what? The circle has been complete, ladies. Now, more men are going to turn their backs on you. And I don't blame them for 1 second. Remember, gents, the video that I put out previously, hashtag minding your own business 2022? Yeah, get ready to do just that. Now, CGA loves to talk about one of our good old friends, the barbarian. Western society, let me ask you this question. With all of the campaigns, all of the agendas to completely and totally hamstring, henpeck, outright cripple the men in this society, did you not think for 1 second that with all of the agendas, everything meant to demonize men, there is one thing that you did not think too far ahead that has definitely died out? What is that one thing? Patriotism. Yes, patriotism is dead. Pastor Dowell made a great video breaking it down. And I fully agree with him. Patriotism is dead. So, with that being said, with the amount of blatant misandry that is practiced in this society on a daily basis, at this point, I honestly believe that the barbarians, they're not going to have to break down the gates. There's going to be a contingent of men who will open the gates for them. And we know the barbarians, they tend to have a simple motto, join or die. And the way that men have been treated in this society, you can best believe there is not going to be a small number of men who might just say, you know what? The way this society has treated me, give me an axe. As a matter of fact, I got my own axe. Let's go ahead and start plundering. Let's go ahead and start swinging those axes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's going to be a bad day for a lot of people. Because the way that men have been treated, every day, there is a growing number of men who are saying, please let the power go out. Let the barbarians storm the gate. I got my axe at the ready. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to start lopping off heads. Hey, this society brought it onto itself. These women, they brought it onto themselves. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like what I told the meat sack before we parted to our separate places. Listen, things are good right now. whatever man you decided to be with, I hope he's able to protect you, because you have forfeit all of my protection and my provision. You forfeit that, which is something else that women love to talk about when it comes to us men. Well, what's a man's role? A man's role is to protect and provide. However, gentlemen, whenever you hear that, there is a caveat that you need to immediately add to the end of that phrase. Yes, we men will protect and provide to those we deem worthy. Oh, oops. Did I say that out loud? Yes. Fellas, you only protect and provide for those who have demonstrated their worth and that you find worthy. But society loves to use that as a blanket statement. No more, gentlemen. No more. And don't be afraid to voice it. I owe you nothing. Mm-mm. I have no obligation to protect you. So yeah, if the barbarian hordes are marching down the street, guess what? I'm not finna pick up an action fight. Hell, if anything, I might join them. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Keep your eyes open, gentlemen. With everything that's happening, yeah, things are about to get a whole lot more interesting. And remember, at all times, gentlemen, self-preservation is going to be the key moving forward. You have no obligation to protect those you do not deem worthy, who have not thoroughly demonstrated themselves to be valuable to you. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of 304s out there who are going to be left in the cold. Sir, can I please come in? No. Remember, gents, they can't run back to the kitchen if there's no kitchen for them to run back to. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, with this current geopolitical situation, oh, the power looks like it's definitely getting ready to go out. And as we have seen, feminism has pretty much gone out. They've gone underground. They've clammed up. But guess what? Men of this society have now enacted their long memory protocols. It is what it is. So yeah, you better be ready to pick up an axe, ladies, because men, especially nowadays, they're not coming to save you. We're going to save our own skins. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.